This is the Inspection Pro Joe podcast, where we break down everything you need to know to grow a successful home inspection company. Join hosts Joey and Jake as they share insider knowledge and chat with the industry's best on how to take your business to the next level.
This program is brought to you by Pear Payments.
All right, welcome back to Inspection Pro Joe, episode 26. Today we have with us Desmond Thornton, the owner of Thornton Home Inspections out of Georgia, Tennessee, and Alabama.
Yep.
We met.
I stayed, baby.
Oh, yeah. We met at IEB at the conference last week, and we are very happy to have Desmond on as the first interview from that conference. We're really happy to hear what he has to say, you know, regarding Google AdWords expansion, what he's doing now, taking a lot of insights he's learned from the conference and hopefully propelling his business forward. And knowing Desmond, I'm sure that he will. So nice to have you, Desmond.
Thank you for having me, guys. I really appreciate being here.
Yeah, Desmond, we're extremely excited to have you. It's amazing the quality of people you meet at a conference, especially like Inspection Empire Builder. Blown away by the quality of people. And we were just so grateful that you're our first guest after the conference, because I think you're just going to add tremendous value to every one of our listeners, especially from the digital aspect. And so I'm really looking forward to you diving into the Google AdWords, because I know you specialize in that because you had to learn it from scratch. And now you're also teaching other home inspectors to do the same thing. So we're just extremely excited, man. So thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. So I guess to get started, just give us a little bit of your story, your origin story in home inspections. How'd you get into the industry?
Man, it's weird, because like I got into it by just chance. I actually bought a house. That's how I got into the industry. I bought a house, and the inspector, basically, I thought he was wonderful. I thought he did a great job. But all he did was walk around my house twice and open the crawl space door and said it was good. So I was like, I just gave this guy $350 to do that. I could do that. So of course, like, you know, nothing developed. But 8 years later, one of my friends that I used to work with at a previous job was in real estate, and he kept complaining about his inspector not getting his reports to him fast enough. I was like, shoot, I can do that, because I remember what happened with mine. I was like, can knock that out in 15 minutes, man. So that's kind of how he's like, you know, I think you got to go to school for that. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was in a position where I felt like I was in a dead end job. Like there was no room for growth or anything like that. So I signed up for school while we were still on the phone. Like,
oh, wow.
He didn't even know I signed up. I signed up for school. And so, you know, I started school in October and of that particular year. And by January, I had only done four modules of the 15, you know, module book that I had to go through. And I found out I was having a son. Wow. And literally, I think I found out, I want to say on like the 20th of the month, and by Super Bowl night, I was finished.
Oh, wow.
Like, the motivation that he gave me was just like, I got to do something. Something's got to happen. I'm not going to be able to afford this kid when he gets here. So that's kind of how I got into it. And for me, the first thing that came to my mind is I want to treat people the way I want to be treated, for one. But secondly, and probably most importantly, is I wanted to treat every client that I had like my grandmother would be living there. And that's probably the number one person in my entire life that I've ever come across that I just truly love. So I wanted to treat everybody the same way. So that's to this day, that is our motto. You know, that's our integrity. That's our North compass. I mean, that's how we roll. And if you're looking at our company and looking at what we've done review wise, that's kind of what you see. We're right at, I want to say 600 reviews total throughout the companies that we have. And, but that's really, really the main goal for us is, you know, taking care of people, treating them right, making sure that they make an educated decision on whatever direction they end up going when it comes to purchasing a property or not.
Absolutely. I love that. That's awesome.
You know, I did see some of your reviews online, and I was very impressed when I was doing a little bit of research on you. But what really, you know, hit home to me was the video testimonial. That was an amazing testimonial that you could feel, like you really could feel it. So that was, I understand what you're saying about your vision, because it's palpable even when with the testimonial.
Yeah. Those people, you know, that gave us reviews, I was scared to even ask them. I was scared to even ask them. Like there was a couple of them, but that last couple, I just was like, I didn't even do any of their inspections. They did like 8 inspections with our company.
Wow.
8 before they found their true home. Wow. And wow, you know, people that go through that for like 2 years doing inspections, getting, you know, rejected by the homeowner because they don't want to do the repairs or whatever else situation comes up, you know, they ended up getting the perfect house for them. And that's what we care about.
Yep. You know, I love that, because on the back of my whiteboard, it says mission, values, and vision. And, you know, when you can get that to transcend down to your customers, to where you can feel that in the reviews, you're doing something incredibly right. And that, so that's awesome. Because I know most companies, they struggle with just that, you know, getting that culture, getting that through their company to where it shows through the customer and through the reviews and through the video testimonials. And so that's awesome, Desmond. I mean, just a testament to what you're building and what you've built. So extremely excited to hear how you're throwing and what you're doing. So awesome.
I'm interested in that. Before we get into what you're planning to do with expanding and stuff like that, and how you're going to get there, I'm wondering, how do you plan on, or is this something you haven't even thought about yet, but how do you plan on really keeping that core value of family while you expand? Because that's something that you can do, and with the people you work with directly, that's easy to like pass on to them. It's not easy, but it's easier to pass that on to them. How do you hold that core value while expanding? Have you thought about that?
You know, for me, I think it's keeping it at the forefront. You know, when we do anything, that is the number one goal, regardless if we get a realtor that just doesn't like what we do, we have a client that doesn't like what we do, it doesn't matter when it comes to that. That's our number one goal, is to make sure that you're educated, good or bad, make sure that we treat you like family, good or bad, throughout the whole entire process. And I think when we train people, that is the number one thing. I don't care about your skill. I don't care about how long it takes you to train. The number one goal is to make sure you understand this is our standard, period.
Because you can teach the other stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So when you were started looking at growing and really expanding, I know you got into Google AdWords. What was your reasoning behind that? Was it COVID? You know, because I think so many of us, the old school method of going to realtor offices, handing out candy balls, that kind of ended with COVID. And I know just from talking to you very shortly at IAB, you were telling us about Google AdWords, how you got into it. And how your business really grew. So what was that like, and what was the reasoning behind getting into the Google AdWords?
Well, it kind of goes back before COVID hit. Me being the person I am and our values as a company, it conflicted with a lot of you know, realtors, you know, people that are in the industry that didn't have the same values that we did. You know, and we were spending money trying to make them understand, or at least educate them to a certain degree so they can understand what our values were as a company. And we were just spinning our wheels at a certain point in that. I have good friends that don't use our company, And I think it's truly because they just don't line up with our core values. So I was always in the mind of, you know, how can I get to the customer versus going through the gatekeeper as a realtor? You know, how can I get to that person to where they can understand our message? Like you were talking about the video testimonials, how can they get our message straight to them? And then, you know, let them make this decision for themselves, what company they want to work with. Because, you know, you could have a realtor that has, you know, connections with certain inspection companies or other in companies in that field that will really attest to what the realtor wants. That is not how we roll. That's not how I roll. And that's not how ever I'm going to ever roll. I'm going to take care of the client, number one. So conveying that message to them and getting that in front of them was the easiest way was to go through Google Ads or Google, you know, Facebook Ads. Not knowing how to do that was probably the hardest part.
Yeah.
And when COVID really got going, we were doing great up until the shutdown. And I was, you know, kind of nervous. I was like, I have great people that work for our company. We have the family aspect of a company that needs to grow, and we need to be out there serving clients. We don't need to be sitting on the sidelines and letting somebody else take advantage of these folks. So we got to figure out how to do this. So of course, two o'clock in the morning, I'm still up. I'm trying to figure out, and I come across this gentleman that kind of basically walked me through how to actually do that. So I did it probably until like six in the morning. And I had an inspection at 9. So like it was a long night. But once I started getting it, I did it multiple times. I watched his videos multiple times and I got it. I understood it. And so I went to Facebook, did the same thing. And once I got it going, I seen results the next month where it was just me doing a little video. Hey, how you doing? I'm Des with Thorn Home Inspections. And this is what we do, or this is what we stand for, or this is our core values. Just giving that information to people that were looking for what I had to offer. And, you know, it was targeted. It wasn't just out there where you guys see it. You know, you're in the industry, but you're not looking for a home in my area.
Yeah.
You know, I see a lot of that stuff on Facebook right now where people that work in, you know, Minnesota, California are showing up where I live at. I'm like, you're not coming here to do a home inspection. What are you doing on my Facebook page right now?
I'm going to work on building your demographic.
If you're expanding, I get it. But nah, this ain't how this rolls. So, you know, I had to get understanding how things work, what areas that I wanted to work in. And, you know, I did really well. You know, we went from doing like 30 inspections during COVID to like 70. Consistently in the 50s.
And what was the cost that you got that return on?
You know, starting out, I didn't know how to do it. So I was spending, you know, maybe $20, $40 rounding that a day. And that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money to be spending trying to, you know, create, you know, connections with others.
Yeah.
But to me, it was worth it. I didn't have an outside sales rep going around, knocking on doors, dropping candy bowls and all that stuff. I didn't have that. So I had the actual income to do that once I created one sale. And those sales, you know, could be, you know, up to $1,200 depending on what the people actually get. But it was more important to me to get the information in front of them. And once that happened, they seen who we were. They understood what our values were. They just trusted us, you know? They trusted us to do it, and we appreciate that trust. So we try to keep connections with that client for the next 6 to 7 years. You know, touch points. We reach out to them after we're done with them during the inspection, but we want to make sure if there's anything you need, any information that we can contribute to you, just call. And we have clients to this day that call and like, hey, do you know somebody that does this? Or do you know somebody that does that? And I get those calls and I log those calls. I make sure that, you know, I know what this person called and asked about. It just really gives me some inside information on what I can do for clients out there in the world.
You know what, I love that you go right to the client and then you're their resource after. I have on my whiteboard too, become a home services company, and that's what you are, you know? And how many, I'm curious, how many new agents are you getting through these Google ads because the client's actually the one finding you? You're probably gaining a lot of new agents in the process of that, right?
We are gaining a tremendous amount of new agents because of that. And you know, the funny thing is, that's how, when I first started, that's how I wanted to create my company. That was the way I wanted to do it. Of course, it didn't work out that way because, you know, 95% of sales go through real estate agents, but that 5%, you know, need somebody like me. I'm trying to turn that on its head. I'm trying to destroy that whole thought process. But like when we get new agents, they get mad because they don't have any control at this point.
Yeah.
You know,
they don't know you.
Exactly. They don't know us, but when we go through the process and they see how we work, they end up sending us more business. I have one right now that we got, we did one job for it, and we've done 16 since, and that was probably in the next 2 months.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, who is this person? I don't know who this person is.
Yeah, right. You don't know. I don't know. I love that, though, because that's you're going after their client. You know, they kind of come into it like, oh, who's this home inspector? And then you can wow them. And, you know, and then you're building, you're taking them away from somebody that you would have never got to. Because even if you went to that agent, they'd be like, no, I got a home inspector. Yep. But by going to the client, it's just a whole nother way to get an agent away from the person they're using and then to retain them. I love that. I mean, that's what it's all about, too, because you need both. You need the client. You need the agent. You know, especially for that repeat business, because a lot of where some of their clients might not go to Google, you know, because a lot of the clients just listen to their agent. They just take what they say is gospel and they go with it. And then they just move through the process. So that's, I love that.
Jeez, yeah. We get those calls sometimes where clients will call and say, hey, I had a home inspection 3 months ago and I have all these issues going on. I'm like, did we do your home inspection? They're like, no, our agent gave us somebody. And like, so what you called us for?
Yeah. Well, I saw your ad.
It's kind of late now, but hey, we'll see what we can do for you.
But, I love it, man.
And speaking to that point, you know, these realtors right now are telling people to skip their inspections. And, you know, the liability for them is really here nor there for us. But we go behind and we see the destruction that happens because we don't get a chance to educate these clients. Because I mean, I had a client, and I'll be short with this, but I had a client that ordered an inspection, and I go out to do the inspection and two people show up, and I'm like, okay, who are these people? And they're like, hey, we're here for the home inspection. And I asked them what their name was. I looked at the actual report, and I'm like, you're not the person that supposed to be here for this inspection. Like, who are you? And they're like, oh, that's our child. We scheduled the inspection. They didn't want an inspection because their realtor told her that you don't need an inspection. And I was like, okay. Oh. I was like, well, since you are the person that you're the person that ordered it, why are we have this your son's name on it? And they were like, oh, well, it's for him. I said, well, I can't tell you anything. You know, legally, I can't give you any information on this particular because you're not on it.
Yeah.
So they were like, well, can we just change the name or something? I was like, well, if you're going to pay me and this is for you, and then, yeah, we can most definitely do that. But I said, you know, these are all the issues at the house. And the dad was, it was so funny. The dad was like, oh, no, we are not giving him any money to purchase this house.
Oh, wow. They were fitting the bill.
Yeah. I was like, oh, well, I mean, This is if it's a first time home buyer, if you're not educated as a buyer, knowing what you're going into, you could spend a lot of money for no reason, you know. And one of the things that, you know, you talked about earlier were the home services value that you were talking about.
Yep.
After going to this conference, listen, I am going to figure out a way to create every single service when it comes to a home so I can make sure that these people are taken care of in every single aspect. Some of the companies that I've seen out in Texas and other places that have all these things in place currently, I never had the vision to see any of that.
Yep.
And now I'm like, you know, my vision now is to be able to create those services in, you know, multiple different areas. But not alone just that, I want to be able to step into Congress and say, this is what needs to be done inside these home loans so everybody can benefit. because when you have a home loan that you, you know, qualify for $250,000 and you buy a house and you have to put $80,000 into it day one, I mean, what kind of benefit are you getting? You know, even if we did a home inspection, even if you decided to you know, negotiate the repairs and you get some of the money, half these homeowners don't want to spend that kind of money to fix these issues. No. They just want to live there. So my whole thought process is, how can we help everybody? You know, not just have the people over here make a lot of money and these people suffer. How can we make the housing market something that when you buy it, you're going to get accrued value? You know, I want to see you make 15% on your investment by living at your home.
Yeah.
You know, and then how can we do that? So that's where the nuts and bolts that we're, I have a vision board now that's just outrageous right now.
I love it, man. No, but you're doing, and I think the way that you're marketing too, by going straight to the client, it's, you're setting yourself up for it to be an easy transition to be that one-stop shop for the, for our clients and to be there for even after the home inspection is done. You know, especially what we've seen is people get so emotional in this home buying process. Yeah. And it's hard because it's like they're in a toxic relationship, but they don't know it yet because they're so involved. They're so emotionally invested that they make these horrible decisions and they purchase a house. They put $100,000 more down into it and they don't even know the issues that are with it because they waived the home inspection.
Exactly.
And it's like, this is crazy. And most, you know, most people that purchase a house don't have money after they purchase it to really fix it up and live in it if there's major issues.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And this is why the home inspection is so important. And this is why I think your marketing technique, especially during these times of going right to the client, bypassing the realtor, is so valuable, because now you have parents that are saying, wait, the realtor told you how to get a home inspection? I saw this ad. Actually, we're going to get this guy, Desmond, to come in, Dorton Home Inspections, and do this inspection. And I'll pay for it just because I want you, even though the seller's not going to fix anything, to be aware of what you're buying.
Yep.
You know, so you know. You know, I love that. And because I think, you know, what you talked about too, and what we learned at this conference is so many people want to take advantage of new homeowners when they move into a house. And if we can get them, because we have them at that perfect point of the transaction, and we can handle them with care through every step of the way and be somebody that's going to make sure, you know, that they're not buying a money pit, that they can get things they need for a good cost after the fact, that's huge.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much value in that. So we're not riding, somebody's not riding our coattails in that process.
Exactly. And, you know, and I don't know where this video is going to go. So I'll probably want to tamper myself by saying this, but my job
YouTube,
now,
Spotify and all the podcast platforms.
Yeah. So don't listen to this podcast right now. Skip this part. But my whole goal now, after going through the conference and seeing the benefits in my head versus what everybody was saying, my goal now is to kind of get the realtor to be strictly a marketer, because the actual type of revenue that they generate compared to what home inspectors actually generate and the liability that we got should be flipped, honestly. Yeah. You know, and I look at the situation, I'd like to see in loans, like just a creation of a loan where the maintenance of your home is inside your home loan. It's paid for because you're paying for your loan. And, you know, we as a company or a service business actually gets paid from the loan to do the work on the house to make sure the house is in great shape when it's ready to be traded to another buyer. And, you know, for instance, you buy a house that costs you $50,000 and you have to put $150,000 in it. That loan exists now. But there's not a loan that exists to where after you do all that, where's the maintenance? Because that house can get back to the same situation it was in when you fixed it up if you don't maintain it. Yeah. And I want to be able to be that person to help maintain it. I want to be that person to have structural engineers on staff. I want to have every single thing that could come up in a house. I want to have it all ready to go.
So I love that.
We need to take a quick break to hear a word from our sponsor. But
the home inspection industry is highly competitive, and you need an edge to stay on top. You certainly can't afford to give profit away for no reason. But what if I told you credit card processors may be overcharging you and robbing you of profits you've worked hard to earn? It's time to put an end to being overcharged for payment processing. It's time to take back your profits. That's why we've put together a free report, How to Avoid Being Overcharged by Your Payment Processor. Head over to takebackyourprofits.com, download the report, and put an end to being overcharged for credit card processing. You've worked hard for your sales, and you deserve to keep it. What are you waiting for? Go to takebackyourprofits.com and download your report today.
We're back. So I have a couple questions for Desmond regarding, you know, some takeaways, something that if you wanted to start Google AdSense right now, Google AdWords, what exactly should you be doing? You know, should it be a photo, a video? What kind of radius are we looking at? And then we're also going to finish up on some takeaways from IEB that you need to be putting in your business right now.
So for me, starting out, if I was, I just go back to the day I actually started.
Yeah.
Learn how to create it, because it's sophisticated if you've never seen it before. So do videos, call us. I mean, reach out to us on Facebook. We'll sit through and walk you through it. And we'll even record the Zoom meeting that we do so you can keep it and replay it, you know, about. And the thing is for me, and so I learned about this stuff without being the home inspection is the focus of this particular video. So, you know, to me, I think that's the biggest thing. Get somebody that knows similar to your industry. Mm-hmm. But if that's not the case, first thing I would do is I would figure out what I wanted to spend. Like, what is my point that I can just throw this away? If it doesn't bring any return, how much money can I spend a day? If it's $5, $2, $20, $100, it doesn't matter. What can you spend to be able to say, all right, this is not going to hurt me going forward? And sometimes it may be $2. $2, shoot, yeah. You just don't know what you can get for $2. but basically, you want to figure out that, and then you want to get into who's your target market? Who are you looking for? What triggers them to be able to come to you? What qualifies them to be able to come to you and get your ads? Are they looking for a home? Are they looking to remodel their home? Are they looking to move or downsize? All of the things that you as a customer, put that in your head. That's probably it. Put that in your head. Think like a customer. What would benefit you if you were in their position? Yeah. Because if you can, you know, I guess reverse engineer that's where you hit a home run, because you're putting yourself in their shoes. And what would you want, yeah, you know, as a customer of your company? So that would be one. Another one would be, where are you located? Like I was talking about earlier, like I get ads from California, Maine, all kinds of places. So you're wasting money when you do something like that. So you got to know where you want to go and where you want to put it. Some people have a city. You know, if you're in Minnesota, you get, you know, St. Paul or something like that. If you're in a rural area, it may be counties. If you're in a large area, it may be the whole state. It just depends on where you're at and how far you're willing to travel to do the work.
Yeah.
For us, it's really around 45 miles. And we do counties. We don't do, because we're in a small location. We're, I think, God, like 70, 80 miles, maybe a million people. You know, yeah. And you go to Jacksonville, Florida, that's a million people in like 20.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So it's kind of where you're at demographically. And then you want to dabble. And when I mean dabble, I want you to dabble in each one, because you don't know which one would work for you. Because it could be, for me, it was video right off the bat, because I felt like video was how I related to something. I can feel that through video. So I did video first. And then, of course, the SEO part, you want to get that done for your website. And then you can utilize little ads through your website. So Search engine optimization is another thing that you want to do. If video is the first way you go, you'll still hit a home run. Yeah. But just know you're going to have to build that other part out, because that other part will most definitely help your company grow on the end where you have older people that don't like video.
Yeah.
So there's people that don't like certain things that you may be doing. So don't hold yourself back from doing others.
And I have to say, there's no one that's going to not like your videos, because they're very well done. They're very well done. I was very surprised, actually. Did you hire a third party company to do your videos, or are you doing those in-house because they're
incredible? No, I used to do just on my phone for a while, and I got to a point where I was like, all right, I need to actually have somebody professional come and do this.
Oh, yeah.
I think I had like 15 videos of just me on my phone that worked well.
Yeah.
And when I tell you that, listen, I've made enough money to be able to fund the production of the professional videos through my just rinky dink videos that I'm like on a roof. Hey, I'm on a roof. Here's this. You know, those are the gold nuggets that you have in your business that you just don't even think about. You know, being my age, I'm the top or the bottom of the millennial category. So
me too.
I hate doing videos. I hate doing that. It's just not in me. But then again, I see the benefit of it. So I actually just fit the bill and just do it. I mean, I did a video the other day because an agent called me about walkthrough consultation. Those are things where we just walk and talk. There's no report written. And right now in this market, that's something that, you know, clients will need. So she told me that, and I was like, we've had that for like 6 years. Why didn't you know? And like I said, we don't go to them. We don't talk to them as much as most home inspection companies. So they don't know.
Yeah.
So she called me and said something about it. And I was like, yeah. And then turn around, not even 10 seconds later, I'm doing a video, and I uploaded it to Facebook and Google and just let it run. Yeah. And we've had six. Oh, as a matter of fact, while we were with the conference at IEB, I think we did 10 walkthroughs while I was gone.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
That's a testament to that personal factor. If you're someone like Desmond who, you know, your personality translates well through a video, you really do connect well with the customer just through that personal phone video.
Yep.
They feel like they're right there with you. So there is something to be said about that.
Yeah. And if you mess up, play it anyway.
Yeah.
It makes it authentic. It really does. Because I did mess up badly in that video. I'm like, I don't care.
you got 10 jobs out of it. That's great.
Yeah. And I think that's the biggest part. Like all of that, what was said in that video, when I messed up, people related off the bat. And I think that's what hooked people to, you know, reach out and call us, because we're real people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? I think for our listeners too, like, you're never going to be perfect. You're never going to shoot a perfect video, you know, but the best way to get started in something is by doing it. And I'm sure, Desmond, you're so much better at videos now than when you first started, right? Because you've had the practice and you just never let it deter you. I think a lot of people, they'll get behind a video and they do 100 takes because they think they're always like, they're nitpicky. And like you said, people want authenticity. They don't want fake. They want real now. That's why, like, you look at reality TV, it's such a big deal, because that's what they want to watch, even though it's probably not as real as we think it is.
Exactly.
But they do appreciate that. So for you guys looking to get started with video, just do it. Shoot it. Do one or two takes and post it.
Yeah.
Don't get too crazy with it.
Yeah. I mean, and so with the video, I mean, that's the way I would have went. I mean, if I did it again, that's exactly the way I would went. I probably spent all my money on video, but I learned later on by just playing with the software is there's a thing called display ads. OMG. Oh my God. When I tell you that went nuts, And that's our biggest thing right now. I don't spend probably $2 in that, but that's the biggest return.
Really?
I mean, the hugest return. So like if you're on a website and you're reading an article and you see these little banner ads, right? You'll see these little things at the bottom, right? That's what display ads are. Okay. You're going to multiple different places that, you know, Google is partners with. You get on their website that people are looking for. So if you're doing home and gardening or something like that, or realtor.com or something like that, your ads can be placed as a display ad on their site. Wow. And we get so many clicks off that. I didn't know for 6 months I was not doing that. And I was like, what does this display think? Let me just try this out.
That's interesting.
And it went nuts.
That's interesting because we have had a bunch of people come on the podcast and talk about marketing. I don't think we've talked about display ads yet. So that's definitely something we're going to have to look into. And I think everyone should look into that.
Well, I think this is so powerful too, because, you know, I think like, especially as a business owner, I think I want to pay somebody else to do something, but I have such an appreciation for what you've done, Desmond, is because you have a basic understanding, or probably a lot more understanding than a lot of the people I'm paying to run Google ads and all that stuff. But how valuable it is just to learn this at a basic level, so you know who to hire, so you know how it works, because you're spending, what, $20 a day, $600, and you're getting, you've almost doubled your business since you started doing this.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
We're up. And I think we're up 80% right now.
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing. And this is a way that you're attracting new agent by going to the client first.
Yeah.
Because without going to that client first, you probably never would have got to that agent.
Never would have heard of
it. It never would have heard of you. And now they're like, I love that you said they come in a little irritated. And by the end of it, they're like, wow, you're on our list of inspectors now.
Yeah.
That's so huge, man. And it's for $20 a day. That's nothing.
Yeah.
You know, to double your business. If somebody said, hey, $20 a day, I can double your business. Go up 80%. Like that's insane.
Yeah.
Especially now. And
I think people don't realize for how far $20 goes now.
Yeah.
Like people think, you know, $20 is a lot of money, but you spend $20 at McDonald's.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You spend that's $20. Lunch. You know, putting gas in your car.
Yeah, more than that.
So just the mindset, kind of what conference was talking about, just the mindset of where $20 can take you or less.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, right now I think we're running ads during our peak season. We're running ads at $250 an ad.
Yeah. Yeah, so, that's nothing. I love it.
Yeah. And then like my biggest thing right now, so we're talking about ads, we're talking about marketing. The next venture that I have to figure out, and I've been searching, is how to get on like the connected TV. So if you're doing Roku, if you're doing YouTube, we got YouTube, but like if you're watching just TV that has ads on it,
how do we get on those?
And I've been to a couple of meetings where they were selling those, and it's kind of protected, I guess you can say, by like I guess news people or television stations that are in your area. They kind of can get you on that, but it's going to cost you an arm and a leg. Mm-hmm. And I'm not that type of person to give my money to anybody and don't see any ROI from it. So I've been searching, and I will continue searching. When I figure that out, I'll let you know.
Yeah, I love it, man. This has been tremendous. And for those of our listeners that, you know, are interested in Google ads, interested in display ads, hit up Thornton Home Inspection, hit up Desmond. You know, I love that you're so willing to help others, man. I mean, that's a testament to, you know, IEB, our industry, you know, why people need to go to conferences and meet others, because and even Jake said this, I appreciate everyone's willingness to openly share with others, because ultimately that's just going to better our industry and make it so much stronger, you know, because collectively we're going to be better if we can collaborate than if we're at odds ends with each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I really appreciate you being on here. You're somebody that we, you know, I truly value, and, you know, I'm so appreciative that you're willing to share and willing to help others within our industry. So thanks so much for being here, man. Really appreciate that, man.
Thank you very much. But before you go, I have one more question for you. So Desmond was the first person that I really met at IEB
after like that first event I was at. We were listening to Dirk speak after, and then I talked to you after, and I booked him on the show, and you were the first show that we've had since the conference. So I'm wondering, after I spoke to you initially, we had talked about growth. I'm wondering, after I spoke to you initially, what's one thing that you took away from IEB that you were like, when I originally spoke to Jake back then, my thoughts have totally changed. And now coming out of that conference, this is the one thing I have to do to grow.
Yeah. There's a lot. and it's, you know, getting it down to one is going to be difficult. But I can tell you, that was my first time ever being at an IEB conference, ever meeting anybody there. The what you just talked about, Joey, where their willingness to share how things are done, you know, because I've been grinding trying to figure out stuff all the time. And of course, in your market, you don't have many willing partners that would, you know, help you grow. So going to conferences is one of the things that I truly enjoy, being able to get and collaborate with others. Now, with that being said, going to conferences, you only get so much. You know, you got to spend a lot of money to get what you think you're going to get, and then sometimes you don't get that. IEB is a whole different animal. This conference blew my mind. Like, that's one of the reasons why I'm a part of IEB now. Like, when I met you, Jake, I was not a member of IEB at all.
I remember.
I was just there just to see what was going on. And the first day, I think we started what, at 9, 8 o'clock, something like that in the morning.
Yeah.
By noon, I knew I was gonna sign up. I just didn't know when it was gonna happen. I knew before I left it was gonna happen.
Yeah.
But I think the education that you got on not just home inspections, I think home inspections was probably way on the back burner.
Yep.
But the finances, the growth structure, all of that was the reason why I showed up. Because I want to expand. I want to be able to give what I have in my heart to people that I would never, ever meet. And I want to give opportunity to people around my area that are willing to have the values that I have. And so the growth for me was like, how do I do this? And IEB has that answer. And there's a bunch of modules that you have to go through once you set up. And they were like, you know, 2 hours a night, you know, every other night you can go through it. Dude, I'm like at 20.
I love it. I was gonna say, you probably finished, didn't you?
Listen, I stay up to like 2 o'clock in the morning every night since we've got back. And that's like, awesome. I can't go to sleep, dude, because now it's for me as a business owner. Like, when I first started my company, that's how I feel now. Yeah. You know, like I was talking about earlier, what I want to do, I want to be in Congress talking to people saying that this needs to happen. That's where my hunger kind of came from, was IEB, that mastermind part that we did for 2 hours. Yeah. That did it for me. That was, I can't even describe how I felt being around people that have multi-million-dollar companies, and they're getting ideas and nuggets from me.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm not even a part of the group.
Yeah. Well, a lot more inspectors are going to get a lot of ideas from you after this podcast, because if they're not implementing Google Ads, something's wrong. I mean, geez.
Yeah. I'm just appreciative of you know, ProLab. If you don't know about ProLab, guys, ProLab is a mold inspection lab that, you know, you can hook up with, and they invited me to come. And that was the only reason why I was there. And they were just generous to even let me do that. They actually just called me on the phone just now. So I'll tell them, like, I mentioned you guys. But John with ProLab is who I actually ended up hanging out with. So it was awesome. It was a blast.
So Josh is a great guy. And I know that you guys went to Topgolf. So I have to ask, who won? Who is better?
He won, dude. He won. Oh, so mad. I was like, that Angry Birds thing, I swear. Yeah, we had a good time.
All right, you'll get them
next. I can't wait to go to the next one. I really can't. I can't wait.
We'll definitely see you there.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. I'm glad that, you know, everyone was able to reinvigorate each other and get that motivation really roaring. But one thing I said at the conference over and over again, just because I noticed it, I was like, wow, you can really see, you know, everyone here realizes that rising tides raise all ships. So yep. if everyone works together to pass along information and communicate freely and you bolster the industry, all you're going to do is help yourself.
Yep. I think that was my takeaway also, you know, never being at the conference and seeing the just drastic difference between others.
Yeah,
that was my biggest thing. Like, literally, I asked everybody I talked to, like, hey, send me your stuff. Yeah. I'm like, just help me out here, because I mean, I want to go fast, dude. Yeah. I don't want to go slow. I want to go.
I love it. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome, man. Well, thank you so much for being here, Desmond. We really appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. We're going to have to get you back on. And thank you to our audience for listening. We have a great list of guests. We connected with a lot of great people at IEB. Desmond is just the first of many guests that we have coming on. So thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to the Inspection Pro Joe podcast. If you haven't subscribed, go ahead and smash that subscribe button. And don't forget to hit the bell so you won't miss our next episode. This episode was produced by Jake Aronson. This has been a Pair Payments production.